Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Right now, it is time to ask the CLO, our Chief Love Officer, Steve Harvey. This one's from Kev in Lexington. Kev writes, I was having drinks with a lady friend, and her husband came and physically pulled her out of the bar. I feel like I could have done something to help her, but honestly, I was afraid too. She's totally fine. He didn't hurt her. Did I do the right thing or not?
Yeah, and you should have been very afraid.
Yeah.
Hey, man, the lady friend you got was this man's wife. I told y'all about these friends and what you sit up in the bar having drinks with her for, because you want to be more than her lady friend. Let's just be real. Now, you got this feeling that you should have done something. I wish you would have. Key word in that whole sentence was drug, and that's what really would have happened to your ass. Now, you said he didn't hurt her, which means he just went and got her. You come on out of here. And she went with him, too. You go ahead and jump in there. You look, man, now if he was physically assaulting a woman, I got you. But that ain't what he did. Hey, man, bro, you lucky you ain't get your ass whipped.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, man, can I say something? Y'all got to leave these people's husbands and wives alone. It's people that care about them people. I'm telling you, man, that's the next level now. Y'all got to leave these people's husbands and wives alone. Because they come with a whole nother level of stuff. Hey, man, when somebody trying to build a life with somebody and you come in with this little candy-coated conversation full of nothing, but you ain't got no bills together. Y'all ain't trying to solve no problems. Y'all ain't trying to pay no way, plan nothing. You coming in all this candy-coated stuff. Hey, dog, people see through that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. With the ladies,
you quit playing with these people's families, man. I'm telling y'all, you're gonna wind up on TikTok. That's where you got it from, anyway.
All right, moving on to Joy in Shreveport. Joy says, I reunited with an old friend after he found me on Facebook. We talked on the phone for a month, and he finally came to visit. He's changed a lot since 2018. He's bald with a big belly and a missing tooth. Why didn't he tell me before he came?
Great. What did he need to tell you?
I got a big belly and one of my teeth is missing.
You got a tooth missing and a big stomach. He had a rough 2000. It's been rough. Them last 6 years been rough. Anytime a tooth come out your head and you don't bother putting it back.
Okay. It's a problem.
Man, it ain't like you don't know this now. This is the tooth. And it's probably in a location where you can't miss it because you saw it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. Both in.
It's on the
both
side or, yes, on that side.
I've got to be pit peak.
You got a list? What's happening?
I got to
teeth are expensive.
You're speaking to a tooth that ain't there.
Yeah, teeth is expensive.
Yeah.
But we got to get one. Now, I got a funny story, though, because somebody I know that works for me chipped their tooth eating. A bone to bone. Chipped their front tooth.
Wow.
Borrowed the money from me, but then didn't want to spend all of the money on it, so they bought a lesser version. When I saw them, they didn't have a tooth. And I said, hey, man, I thought you was getting your tooth replaced. He said, I did, man, but I can't wear it. I said, what happened? They made it longer than the other one. I said, do me a favor. Go in there and put it in.
No.
Hey, dog, go in there and put it in for me. But me and my driver, Cliff, me and Cliff were laughing so hard. Cliff said, please, sir. I don't really know you, but please go put that tooth in.
No, y'all wrong for that.
You just got a thing. Okay. All right. Nathan in Gary says, my girlfriend was pregnant when I met her. and I am raising her son because she said her ex-boyfriend is a loser. I found out she's been getting child support from him. I'm sure he'd like to see his son. Should I leave her alone to figure this all out? Wow.
You're saying he's sure he'd like to see his son. Why isn't he?
Because she said he was a loser, so I guess she's not dealing with that.
But, bro, listen to me. I don't see how this affects what the decision you made. Mm-hmm. You met the girl while she was pregnant.
Yeah.
You decided to get involved, and you've been helping to raise the child. Mm-hmm. Now, the fact that her ex is paying child support, which is what he's supposed to do.
Right.
Yep.
Right.
Now you're saying, should you step out the way and let him see the son? It's called visitation. He can come see his son.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe.
But how you think you in the way? Huh?
Yeah. That's what I was going to. Go ahead, Carla. Yeah, that's what
I was saying. Maybe she's not letting him see. Mm-hmm. The father, the baby daddy is not seeing his son. And so now I think the boyfriend feels bad.
Well, that's kind of bad because there are women who use children as pawns.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, ladies, you hurt the child. Okay, now you're hurting the father by not letting him see his child. That's for sure. But you're hurting the child.
Yeah. But this guy she's with is a good guy, though.
He really is.
Yeah, he's
right,
a good
Shirley.
Guy.
He really is.
Because to start dating you, why are you pregnant?
While you're pregnant with another child? Yeah.
That's a special dude there, man. I ain't going to lie to you. That's a real special dude right there.
Mm-hmm. And he's concerned.
I've seen a lot of very, very attractive women in my life who were pregnant. And I've never had that thought.
Mm-mm. But yeah, this
wonder
guy's
what happened
a good guy.
If I talk to her. Wonder if she needs some help. Yeah, she's gonna need some help.
Say that again.
Yeah, the help is being cooked right now. Yeah, right. She's cooking up the help. She's gonna need help.
All right, last one, guys. This is from Rochelle in Queens. Rochelle writes, I answered my phone and my male friend said, hey, gorgeous. And my husband was right next to me, so he heard it. My husband knows there is nothing going on between us, but he said, I can't talk to him anymore. Do I have to obey him?
Well, listen to me. Hey, what's up, gorgeous? Mm-hmm. So your male friend think you fine. And you think he want to leave it at that.
Uh-huh.
Hey, gorgeous. No, you got to leave him alone. Yeah, because listen to me. Your male friend don't want to just be your friend.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, gorgeous?
Say that.
You know what gorgeous
man, I'm keeping. What's wrong with y'all? Man, okay.
You know how pretty gorgeous is? Boy, that's fine.
Who don't want gorgeous?
Right, exactly. All right.
Oh, no.
Thank you, CLO.
She's gorgeous. I'm not attracted to her. Just a damn lie.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.